Okay. Let's see. I spy with my little eyes something yellow. No, it's not the sun. That would be too obvious. Guess again. No, it's not that bird. But that's a good one. One more try, then I win. Shit. It was the tulip. All right, your turn. You spy something white. Is it the clouds? Not the clouds. Is it one of those dandelion wish flowers? Fuck yes! All right, before we start another round, can you pass me the canteen? Not that I don't love carrying you on my back in the smoldering heat while traveling down a dirt road, but I'm kind of dying of thirst over here. Thank you. Here you go. How much longer do you think it is before you reach Eli? That long? It's so hot, and your body heat isn't helping. You're making me warm up faster than I normally would. Can you, make your body colder or something? Well, I don't know how you would do it. That's why I'm suggesting that you do it, because if I could make my body colder, I already would have. Don't you feel the heat too, or does having the best seat in the house make you immune to the sun's heat? Well, yeah. My back is obviously the best seat in the house. Duh. You're so lucky you befriended a centaur. If it wasn't for me, you would have to be walking this on your own feet. Instead, you get to sit like royalty on my back, have your things carried, and you get to play games while I do all the hard work. Sorry. I'm not actually mad. It's just the heat. It's making my temper flare, and the texture of your pants wrapped around like my body and they're rubbing either side. It's driving me nuts. What did you say your pants were made out of again? Is that what it's called? Good, now I know what I hate. I'm sorry. It just doesn't feel good. I would rather just have your skin against my fur as we traveled than that fucking vile fabric. Do you think maybe you could take them off for me? Okay. I understand that that means you're going to be pantless in public, but you're on my back. So, who's gonna notice you when there's a giant centaur? Okay, well, you don't have to keep them off. Just have the pants off when we're alone. We're on a long stretch of road. It's been hours since we last saw someone, and looking ahead, no one's coming. There aren't any houses. There's literally no one around except me and birds. So, what's the problem? The only person who's going to be seeing you is me, and I'm not even really going to be looking because I'm just going to be feeling you. I have to keep my eyes on the road and keep us safe. You can put the pants back on in an hour or two when we get to shade. The sun won't be so bright and warm, and then I won't be distracted by the rough fabric. So, will you please take your pants off for my own sanity? Fine. If you won't take them off, you can walk. Get off my back. Yes, I'm being serious. You can either take off your pants and get back on me, or you can walk beside me. And I won't be slowing my gait, so you will have to keep up with me. So, what will it be? Are you taking off those itchy pants, or are you going to be walking next to me for the next few hours? No underwear. You slut. I'm kidding. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you for compromising. I promise. It'll only be until we're under the shade. Once there's trees, you can put them back on. I'm really glad that you didn't decide to be stubborn, because if you had chosen to walk, it would have slowed us down significantly. What would have taken, I don't know, only a few more hours, would end up taking at least a day and a half if you decided to walk. I do have to ask something. Are you always without underwear? No reason. It's not like I have room to judge. I don't wear panties or anything like that. My tail keeps that part covered for me. I have armor for both halves, of course, but I don't know. I just kind of assumed that you always wore underwear. Finding out that you decided to forego the underwear but still ride on my back. How do I put this? Thought-provoking for me. Oh, and you might want to wrap your arms around my torso now. You don't have the fabric to help you grip me. You're going to start sliding all over the place. And it's not like this dirt road is even terrain or something. There's tons of bumps and rocks that I keep walking over. You're going to feel everything way more intimately now that there isn't a barrier between your body and mine. I want you to be safe. It would suck if we were so close to Eli and you got injured here because you weren't secure on my back. Come on now. You don't have to be hesitant. It's not weird. The only one making it weird is you. Wrap your arms around my torso so you stay on, okay? See? Was that so hard? It's not like you have anything to be embarrassed about. It's just me. It's not like I haven't seen you naked before. Sure, I've never felt it, but it's not like this is that much different. Will it help you take your mind off things if we get back to our game? Alright, I believe it was my turn. Let's see. I spy with my little eyes something brown. Hello? Hello? Hey, are you even listening right now? Don't lie. No, you weren't. You were wondering if I could feel you getting turned on by all the rocks making you bump and grind against me. For the record, I can't feel it. Your front is clinging to my torso and you're straddled on my back. I can feel pretty much every part of you, so yes, I know you're getting horny, and that's probably making you feel shameful. Not gonna lie, you should be embarrassed, but it's also evident to me that your arousal is going to be a problem for us, isn't it? There's an easy way to make this problem disappear. Yes, I am suggesting that. Do you have a better idea? And don't suggest putting your pants on. I'm finally starting to feel better without the constant scratch of that annoying linen brushing against me with every step. Would you rather touch yourself, or are you going to try and ignore it? I don't think ignoring it is a good idea. If you don't want to touch yourself, you can always grind against me as I keep on running. If someone was to see us, I don't think they would know what we're doing. It's not like I can't handle you grinding against me until you come. I could even instruct you. Talk you through it. Tell you what to do. When to do it. How to do it. Ooh, it could be like a fun game that we are trying. There's only so many trees that we can spot in I Spy, so Why don't we try this new game? Let's start nice and slow. Rock your hips a bit. Just a tinge. Yeah, there we go. Doesn't that feel nice? My fur is so soft to grind against. My strong muscles steady underneath you. Such a nice sensation. Don't try to go fast right away just to get it over with. We are playing a game. You might be outdoors, but we're practically alone. It's just you and me on the open road. There's no rush for you to come. Who knows the next time you're going to get to orgasm? Once we get to Eli, we have task after task after task that we have to complete. Might as well enjoy a moment to yourself while you can. Feet dangling as you straddle either side of my back, arms wrapped around my exposed torso, all while your hips rock gently, back and forth, back and forth. Nothing fast, nothing extreme, just a comfortable pressure. And I know how hard you push down because everything that you're feeling, I can feel it too. I know you're enjoying straddling my back and grinding against it. Maybe it was a good thing that you didn't wear any underwear today. Slut. Have I been traveling with a whore this whole time and I didn't know it? It's okay. You can admit it to me. I mean, if you aren't a slut, then you're a pervert for getting off to something like this. Feeling my back bump and grind against you while I walk across this uneven road, carrying you like you're some kind of royalty. There's nothing sexual about it, and you still manage to get yourself all worked up. You couldn't help it if you tried, but we both know that you didn't. Have you always fantasized about this? Were you curious as to what fucking a centaur would feel like? I'll tell you what. It's nothing like this. My pussy is much too big for you. If you put one finger inside me, it would get fucking lost. It's not something that you could handle. Grinding on my back while you mule? This is what you could handle. You weren't meant to do the fucking. You were meant to be fucked, little slut. That's just how it is. Why else would you give it up so easily? It's just like how only some kind of lewd pervert would get off on being degraded like this. It's a good thing that is exactly what you are. Oh, don't protest. I've traveled with you for months. I know what you like in the bedroom. Sometimes I overhear what your fuck buddy is saying. They say all types of filth about how worthless you are, how desperate and pathetic you look. It seems like someone enjoys being treated like a dime store slut. So that's exactly how I intend to play this game. And you're going to come to these mean words because that's what sluts like yourself do. Now that you've started grinding, you're feeling the pleasure, it's building up. You don't want to stop. You want to chase that feeling until you orgasm. Nothing wrong with that. A whore like yourself has a one-tracked mind, and that is how to get fucked the fastest. This isn't as good as being fucked, but it still feels nice, doesn't it? Then why don't you use your hand? Touch yourself for me, nice and slow. Make sure your body is leaning against me. Wouldn't want you to fall off and hurt yourself. Explaining to a cleric and Eli why you're injured would be quite the humbling experience. I can see it now. You would be trying to avoid eye contact, muttering, stumbling over your words, pretending you are anywhere but here, telling the cleric exactly why you're injured in the way you are. You would have to admit, it's all because you got so fucking horny while riding on the back of your centaur companion that you just had to do something about it. Your arousal was so damn important to you that you couldn't focus on anything else. Such a greedy fucking whore. You only want one thing at any given time, and that thing is to orgasm. You want it quick, you want it rough, and you want it dirty. You shouldn't be treated with care because pathetic things that whimper and beg for more than what they're given, they don't get treated with care. They don't get treated with respect. They get to touch themselves while bumping and grinding on my back. Don't even have to move your hips. My trot along the dirt path does all the work of bouncing you. So tell me what you are. That's right. And that's all you will ever be. Being a slut suits you much better than being a traveler or explorer. Wouldn't you agree? I think you're more at home when you're naked and straddling someone. In this case, I get to be the lucky person you're straddling. Now keep touching yourself for me. You're getting yourself off because I told you to. Because if you didn't orgasm, you being this horny would be a fucking distraction. The whore wouldn't be able to function, wouldn't be able to think, and I can't take care of you and myself and keep moving at the same time. When we make camp for the night, though, that is going to be my hand between your thighs. I want to see how slutty you look right now. I want to be the one to completely wreck you, destroy you for anyone else. I want you to taste my wet pussy and make me come while touching yourself. I want to shove a few fingers in your hole and feel your body clench and unclench around me while you come, screaming my name. I want to see how many ways I can make you come in one night, until you're crying and begging me to stop. Would you even do that? If you got too sensitive, would that make you want me to leave you alone, or make you want me to play with you more? The pain would only make it better for a slut like you, wouldn't it? So fucking filthy for me, whore. It's wild that such a well-respected traveler gives it away so easily. It's a surprise to find that the person who can obliterate someone on the battlefield is just a lowly slut willing to give it up if it means they get to orgasm. You going to make a mess all over my back? When you ride me into town, is everyone going to see the wet stain and know exactly what you were doing? Exactly what I allowed you to do? What I encouraged? How badly does that turn you on, knowing we are going to be riding into a city and right away, everyone's going to know that you're a cheap whore? Oh, I thought it would. So why don't you touch yourself faster for me, since you're such a slut? Your hips bumping and grinding against my back with every step. It brings you closer to coming for me. So fucking depraved, touching yourself out in the open where anyone could see us. Leaning your full body weight against me while you try to keep your moans contained. In this state, does it really matter if you make noise? What you're doing is so obvious, even the birds in the sky can tell you are getting close to your orgasm. You want to prove you have worth, don't you, little slut? You want to prove that you have some type of value to me, that you aren't like those other, unimportant, pathetic whores who throw themselves at anyone willing to give them attention. You want to show me that you're different, that I should keep you around because you have some potential, some worth. That's why you're following my instructions. That's why you're touching yourself. Because you want to show off just how well-behaved you can be. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. So don't stop touching yourself for even a second, you greedy whore. Keep going. Go faster, actually. Touch yourself at the pace you need to come. I want to feel it. Go on, slut. Make me wetter. Make me need you. Convince me that I need to stop walking and I should fuck you right here and now. You can do it. I know you can. It's the one thing a needy slut like yourself should be able to do. You're already half naked on my back, your orgasm getting closer. Do you really think that's going to be enough to convince me to fuck you? Maybe. Who knows? I will say, you do sound delicious. Do you feel as good as you sound? Of course you think so. You want to be fucked more than anything. You want to orgasm more than you want to breathe air. So don't stop touching yourself until you come for me, my greedy little slut. Make your legs quiver for me. If I could, I would be the one doing it. Have you spread out beneath me as I touch you, taste you, mark you up? You would look so sexy with a bite mark from me right on your shoulder. If I was the one touching you right now, I would be marking you up real nice. If you even tried to hook up with someone else, they would see all the marks I left behind and know you were spoken for. Now be good for me in orgasm. Just let go. I want you to come for me so badly. That's going to be the thing that convinces me to fuck you. I just know it. So come on my back. Let me feel your legs quiver, little slut. Come for me. Yeah. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, so good for me. Coming when given permission, just like a good whore should. Not a second sooner, right? You know, it's nice that you come already well-trained. But on a more serious note, how are you feeling? Can you actually focus on something else now and give me a coherent thought? Close enough. I didn't go too far with you, did I? Okay, good. I was worried for a moment or two there that I was going too far. But I've heard what you like through the walls. I was pretty sure all the nasty things I was saying to you were only spurring you on and helping you get closer. I'm not too big on dirty talking, but I guess you just bring that out in me. It is nice to see you behave yourself, though. I guess it only happens when there's an orgasm on the table. Maybe I should start offering orgasms as a reward instead of telling you to shut up and let me do the talking then. Now, I spy with my little eye something green.